It is frightening because, one, either they don't understand that the disease, COVID-19, is now everywhere. It's not a white man's disease. It's not a Western disease. It's everybody's disease. So it's in Nigeria, people are dying. Two, they also do not understand the role that mask wearing plays in decreasing the spread from one person to the other. Again, that comes back to what we were saying earlier about the role of government in marketing, improperly advertising this, improperly educating people, improperly having this highly spirited campaign to educate the people. Not wearing the mask is a bad idea. To advise our people to wear the mask, explain to them why they wear it. I think Nigerians are very reasonable people. If you explain to them, they will understand.
The government is also contemplating shutting down major cities like Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and even Rivers State. Is this an effective strategy?
These are high-density areas in the country. So obviously, with the high-density population, the rate of spread is much, much higher than in villages or places where the population is sparse. So theoretically, therefore, it makes sense to say, okay, let's shut down these high-density areas and decrease transmission. But the question, therefore, will be, for how long will you shut down these places? Two, what relief are you providing to people during this shutdown so that they can obey the instruction? So the government has to come up with a well-thought-out plan to say, okay, this will be for a two-week period, and we are doing it because of A, B, C, D. And two, during this period of shutdown, we will be able to provide some food subsidy, because food is one of the most important things, you know, everybody needs, to every family in need below a certain level of income, and then make it available to them. This will increase compliance. This may help in temporarily decreasing the transmission, but it has to be well thought of and planned and effectively explained to the people.
Nigerian health authorities report that the second wave is taking a huge toll on not just mortality, but also threatening the nation's medical facilities. Do you think Nigeria was taken unawares by the second wave, or just lack of planning to anticipate that there will be a second wave?
I think it's a combination of various factors, you know, the two things you mentioned and others. It looked like initially most people believed that, oh, COVID does not exist in Africa or in the Western Africa because of the heat. Heat will kill it and all those kinds of comments. But we know that is not true. And I'm not sure we have had very effective grassroots campaign, not just from Abuja, Lagos, Port Harcourt. It has to be at the village level. It has to be at the market level. It has to be at the church level to let people know what is happening, what we can do to all help ourselves. And we are all in it together. And if we all take steps together, we can contain this virus, at least decrease the number of deaths. People are really dying. And it is therefore not reasonable to pretend it's not happening. We already did not have any significant healthcare set up before. This will be a further devastation of whatever little thing we have. And I imagine this will be a wake-up call for all governments at all levels to really look into the health sector.